We left off, Okaromaskir, and we're trying to, again, let's just get back to what the issues are. A little bit of a different, difficult Shaklavatarya, as we discussed, to pin down. And that's because there are several independent factors that need to be weighed in this context. One is, who is the Bala Chametz, you know, in the, or basically legally, who, you know, should qualify as the obvious Bala Chametz, excuse me, in this context? Who is the, that of course is a question, let me just take a step back. The Maskir owns the Chametz. The Maskir left Chametz in the Rishos. And therefore, that becomes kind of a, you know, competition, I guess, between the titular owner, the Bailim, and the person who controls access to the Chametz, because it's in his physical domain. And we were comparing that a little bit to the Din of Rabbi Yochanan of Gezev Lanus Yoshua Bailim, Zev Zeh Enem Yecholem Laktisho Zelepishen Yisholav Zelepishen Bershuso, just to highlight that sometimes the person who controls the object in whose physical possession it is, that has legal consequences vis-a-vis the bailus on the chefetz itself. Except that typically that is in a situation where there is a competition between the two parties, meaning the balha, you know, chefetz and the balha rishus, like Zela, and where there are kinyane gezela that are recognized by the halacha, or maybe in circumstances where there is, you know, cooperative competition, like she'ela and schirus on the chefetz itself. Here you don't have that. Here you only have the problem of the chefetz being in the physical domain that is controlled by the other party. But given the fact that this din of chametz is to begin with very mechudash, as we'll discuss again in a minute, because of the din of Rabbi Yishmael, because of the din of, you know, the language of the Torah and the b'chol gvulecha, beisecha, does that, and especially, I'd say, the din of Rabbi Yishmael, which is that the whole connection to Chametz should be ended anyway legally because of its status as Yisra'ana. So does that kind of create a parallel, you know, to Rabbi Yochanan in this particular case, even without some of the conditions? So the question of who is the Baal HaChametz, the Gavra Baal HaChametz, or the responsible Baal HaChametz with regard to the issued question, which we typically would think would not be a halachic issue, ends up being maybe a very difficult question here, as we've already seen and as we will continue to see. Okay. The second question is, and I want to examine this a little more fully now, who is the Baal Habayis? You know, the Baal Habayis. Who is the person who controls the Rishus? Again, just like default, you would think that the maskir is the address, the main address, the ikar address for the chametz, because it says chametz, right? So too, you might think that the socher is the ikar address for the mokom, because legally he has at present, you know, rights over that mokom. However, that, of course, you know, is even less obvious or more complicated a question, seemingly, than the bailus question, because that depends, of course, on the nature of schirus. Excuse me. The general relationship between, excuse me, I have to get my voice back. The general relationship between maskir and socher over the property. Again, that's a legal relationship. The maskir you know, as an act of volition, ratzon, rents the property to the socher. But the question is, at that point, you know, who retains, you know, ownership, bylos, you know, in a bigger way. I want to discuss that. That's a massive topic, which we're not going to exhaust, but I just want to look at some of the indications very briefly in a couple of minutes, you know, so we can talk about it in this context, at least intelligently. And just to be aware that we'll discuss it a little bit, but it's a much bigger topic. What is the relationship between maskir and socher in general? And of course, there is a specific application here with regard to the issues at stake. Maybe they don't, just as with regard to the question of the bailus on the chametz, maybe the typical formula, you know, doesn't apply. Again, you would start default by assuming that the typical formula applies, and that's the maskers of Balachamet. And by the way, that's what the Gemara does. Right? The Gemara's chakira is, does this depend on the chametz? In which case it's chamira didei, it's the maskir, or does it depend on the rishos? In which case it should depend on the socher. So how much of this is clearly the first question, you know, is obvious in the general din. You know, we're raising some questions about this with regard to aspects of chametz, and I'm being particularly vague at the moment about what aspects of chametz mean. That's going to be our third point in just a second. But when it comes to the question of who is the dominant party, when it comes to the question of the rishus, that issue is much more complicated from a universal perspective as well, because clearly the masker and the socher, you know, have a complicated relationship. So we would want to know the background of that, you know, who generally is the dominant party. And then, of course, from there to apply it to the particular issue at stake. Okay. The third question is the question whether we're dealing mostly with a Chovas HaGavra, meaning relating to who the owner of the Chametz is, Chovas HaGavra relating to the Chametz, or we're dealing more with a Chovas HaBayis. And this is a question that we've already discussed, you know, certainly with regard to Bedika, whether it's a Bedika Daraisa or Bedika Darabanan. And you might be mechalik between the two as well. Namely, how do we look at this? And this, of course, brings us back to the question, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about Bedika or Bal Yirat? And if we're talking about Bedika, are we talking about Bedika Daraisa or Bedika Darabanan? So these are the three big questions. Right, the competition regarding the chametz, which mostly seems to be resolved in favor of the maskir, the competition with regard to the rishus, which the Gemara says is resolved, you know, in accordance with the socher, but that seems very, very questionable, or more questionable at least. The fact that the Gemara applies initially mezuzah into the mix seems to universalize this question somewhat, because l'cha'ora lo harei mezuzah kaharei chametz. When the Gemara rejects the comparison because of Chovas Hadar, we wonder, you know, where that leaves us. And certainly, again, the ambiguity of whether we're talking about Bedika for sure, but whether in Bedika what we really care about is Bal Yirah, or Bedika Darbanan, Bedika Daraisa, that remains an important question. Okay, either way, we need to solve this problem both for Bal Yirah and Bedika, Daraisa and Darbanan, anyway, because no matter what the Gemara is talking about, you know, which will affect how you understand the Psak, again, the Gemara's conclusion is kind of complex one as well. Namely, it depends when the Mesiras HaMafteach took place. We're not even up to that yet. I don't think we'll get to that today. Hopefully we'll get to that when we finish this and move on Tuesday. Excuse me. But obviously that's, depending on how you understand that, that's part of this whole question too. Is the Gemara, coming to a decisive conclusion, and the Mesiras HaMafteach just has to do, with Dinei Tzchirus? Or is that too, conditioned upon the particulars of Bedika and Bal Yirah, etc.? Okay, so that's the background. That's just a summary. So we began with Rashi, and I want to get back to the Rashi just for a minute, and then I want to take a step back and explain what I mean by the Rashi. Actually, let's first portray Rashi and Tosis, and then we will evaluate the rest of the Rashi Tosis, take a step back and discuss Schirus a little bit more in light of that, and then discuss the other Rishonim in light of that as well. Okay, so we began already with Rashi. How would you characterize Rashi's view? Tuvia? There's the Rashi as we read it, and then there's the Rashi, as it was subject to the comments. We only talked about, the Marshal and the Rashash. Okay. So what impression do we have from Rashi?
That it seems to really just be about Rishus versus ownership.
Well, the Gemara says Rishus versus ownership, but what's Rashi's Nofach Mishaloh? What does he add to the mix? Rashi says this idea about mitzvah de rami alei.
Yeah, that it's like much more on the bias.
So that sounds like that the mitzvah, right, is something that could apply. This is how I'm reading it, certainly. The mitzvah, it sounds like this is a mitzvah that in theory could apply, to both individuals. And the question is, once it's chal on one, does it get transferred to the other? Now that itself is a very interesting question. We'll see that I think Tosis has has a wrinkle or an application of this as well. But I think that, lo harei Rashi necessarily kare Tosis. Okay. So if Rashi thinks that this is a transferable, or that part of the question is whether this is a transferable mitzvah derami alei, whether it switches over between the maskir and the socher, which is how he explains what, Tovia? What is he trying to justify?
The application to mezuzah.
Excellent, exactly. What does this have to do? Ma inyan, by Rabbi Matze or Bedika to mezuzah. Like what does one thing have to do with the other? Right? So the answer is mitzvah aleh, derami aleh, mitzvah, which began with one individual, right? And now there becomes a relevant new second party, right? Does the mitzvah transfer, right, or not? Correct? Now, again, if this was a mitzvah that had to do only with the chametz and being the owner of the chametz, right, it's harder, I wouldn't say it's impossible based on things that we said, but it's certainly harder to explain that parallel to mezuzah. Because remember, this is before the Gemara thinks that mezuzah is chovas hadar. Moreover, to say that the mezuzah is a chovas hadar, the gavra, because it's his shmira, he's the one who's yotze v'nichnas, etc., and that can transfer to the socher is a lot more reasonable than to say that the mitzvah, what we're talking about, whether it's Bedika or Bal Yirah, is the mitzvah with the mitzvah that flows from or stems from ownership of the chametz, right? And the question is whether that is assumed, whether that is taken over by, the socher. Because the socher has nothing to do with the chametz. The socher and a bias has to do with both the house, the chefts of the bias, as well as any chovas hagavra that depends on the fact that he is, you know, the dyer. He's doing dira b'bayis. If he's a guy coming in and out of the door all the time, you know, then we could talk about, even though it was a chovas hagavra, somebody else had it, and now it's switched to this guy. But you can't compare that to ownership of the chametz. Ownership of the chametz didn't change because of the schirus, the pashtus. So if that's the case, then what Rashi's saying would make much more sense. He doesn't say very much. I don't want to exaggerate, but I'm just telling you why I'm reading it, why I'm reading it. It sounds to me like the Havamina was that mezuzah is some sort of a chovas habayis. And as a chovas habayis, it fell upon the owner. And now there's a new, you know, address for chovos habayis, or at least a competitive one, an exclusive new one completely, or you know, maybe a better one, or an additional one. Hard to say, right? Chovas habayis is something that in theory can be relevant to both maskir and socher. And mitzvah derami alei, if it was the maskir's chiyuv, right? Does it get taken over, right, by the socher? The answer is, it seems like it does. So too, the chovas habayis of the bedika maybe gets taken over by the socher. That was the havamina of the Gemara. But this, I think, just works much better if we're seeing bedikas chametz as a chovas habayis. Aye, but it's hard to say that about by Rabbi Matzei, right? Which is why, Tovia, it's important to add in Rashi that what? The other points that Rashi makes, not that Rashi, but the next Rashi.
Because he's the Meshamer, he's the Shomer of the house?
No. That's why being the Shomer, being Nishmar by the bias, or by the mezuzah in the bias, that's the reason why we're rejecting the comparison. Let's try to give the full picture of Rashi. Rashi goes on to, you know, to say a lot. Shelo kadarko. Right? The what?
To say that it's only bedika derabanan.
It's only bedika derabanan, which especially if the other Rishonim are right about Rashi, the Chachmei Provence and the Chachmei Svarad, is that Rashi in the Mishnah thinks that bedika is a din d'oraisa. Right, it's particularly interesting, right? I mean, Moses doesn't have that option, but it's particularly interesting for Rashi to think that this Chakira has nothing to do with the Mishnah. It's fine. Maybe we're past the Mishnah. Or because Rashi thought that there wouldn't be a Chakira about the Mishnah. That would be obvious. Although how obvious it would be and what it would be is a lot, you know, more ambiguous. But at the end of the day, what Rashi says is that we're dealing with Bedika Derabanan, because Minat Torah is going to be Bithel here. So we're not dealing with Bayura. If you're dealing with Bayura, what would be the halacha? So the Rashash says, certainly Alamaskir. And if you were dealing with Bedika Doraisa, what would be the halacha? So that's where the Marshal comes in and says, certainly that would be, and here's what's less obvious, because say Bayura Doraisa on the Chametz, that the Pashtus, you know, default, that goes to the Maskir, that's the Rashash. It makes total sense. Not Mukhrach, right? Because that's why he points to the Rush. We'll get to that in a second, the end of Siman Dalet, where there's a debate about a Mafkid and a Nifkad. The Gaonim of the opinion that the Nifkad is Chayav for Bayura, right? Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush of the opinion that the mafkid is chayav for Bayura. a debate which we still have to analyze more, both in terms of logic and in terms of the rayas. Or there can be, when it comes to mafka nifkad, right, there can be four shitos, at least, right? It could be ala mafkid, could be ala nifkad. That seems to be the debate that the Rosh is quoting. It could be that both are patur, right? Which seems to be the view of some of the Rishonim as well. It could be that either one or both of them are chayiv, right? It also could depend on what level. Of course, it may also depend on the level of achrayas. That's certainly something we'll talk about when we get to Daf Hey. What level of achrayas? Shomer chinam, shomer sachar, socher shoel. What about pragmatic achrayas? Like you weren't makabel achrayas, but they're gonna, you know, the government's gonna hold you responsible, or the, you know, arbitrary government, or the, you know, the strong man, the local strong man's gonna hold you responsible. So these are questions. Either way, the Rashash says that if Rashi meant to say, if you're dealing with Bayi Rabbi Matze, it would be Alamaskir. Because even if there's a debate about Kabbalas Achrayas versus Bailus, right? There's no debate, says the Rashash, when there's physical Rishus, right? But no, you know, Kabbalas Achrayas. Is that really true? Makes sense. But it's not necessarily true for all Rishonim. Whereas the Marshal, again, interesting, who is dealing with Rishus more, to say that it's the Maskir. I mean, he's dealing not with Bayro Daraisa or you know, but dealing with Bedika, what Bedika would have been Daraisa. It's interesting that he thinks that that depends on not Bailus, but Rishus. That itself is a Chiddush. But it's even a bigger Chiddush to say, once it is Rishus, that it's Alamaskir as a Dover Pasha. Because once it's Rishus, sounds in the Gemara like it's Socher. So the Marshal is saying, no, Bika de Rabbanan's Rishus is ala socher. But Bika de Raisa Rishus, that would be ala maskir. Now, from a socher maskir objective perspective, as we said before, the whole Gemara wasn't so clear. But if you're talking about Bailus on the Chametz, that seems to be the maskir, if you have to choose. If you're talking about Rishus, the Socher is a candidate. Is he the best candidate? Right? So that's where we were in Rashi. Whereas the Rashash, so we have the Rashash perspective, that's Bayira and Alama. Then the end of the Rashash, he also mentions, moreover, you know, it's also the Rishus of the Maskir, Legabe Bayira. It's Babaluso Upershuso. A little bit in the end. Okay. So you don't have to read Rashi this way, you know, but either way, this is the way it's read. But the question then is, so like, what's the Shagvatari of the Gemara? What's the discussion? So what I'm adding to the mix is, the question is about a Chovas bias. Maybe that's only the Bedikat Rabbanan part, as opposed to Daraisa, you know, for the Marshal, is that's why the Socher is a candidate. Wouldn't be a candidate in a Chovas Bayis Doraisa. And maybe for the Rashash, the idea is, if it was about the Bayiroa, then there wouldn't be a Chashash, because that's the Maskir. Be'ikar, because it's his Chametz, in addition, he has a stake in the Rishus. Right? But for Bedika D'Rabbanan, so then the way Rashi says it is, Al Mi'a Torach. So does that go back to, is that only Lamaskana Sagamara that we reject the whole, you know, connection to mezuzah and Rami Ale? So now we're saying, oh no, it's a different thing. The din of Bedika Durabanan Amiya Torah. I don't think so. I can't prove this, but I don't think so. And I think it really is we're going back to the original. We're saying the raya for mezuzah is not a raya because mezuzah is not a chavis adar. I mean, not a chavis abayis, it's a chavis adar. But lo yitzur, you're dealing with a chavis abayis, like ami mutal torach, you know, bedika sabayis. That is an interesting open question. Is that a lamaskir or a lasocher? And that's kind of where we are.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Doesn't Rashi, though, when he sets up the Gemara's original question, he seems to understand not that it's a question of Chovas HaBayis and who is it muta on, but a question of whether it's a din in the Chametz or a din in the Bayis. And he seems to assume if it's a din in a Bayis, it's Pashat on the Socher.
Because... Oh, so let me, I didn't explain that part yet. Correct. So how do you explain, I've explained everything in Rashi with the exception of the line, well, that isn't in Rashi, that's in the Gemara, with the line in the Gemara, which also thinks that part of the Safek is who's the Baal HaChametz, is whether you care about the Baal HaChametz. Why should you care about the Baal HaChametz if it's a Chovas HaBayis? That's what you're asking.
Right, and he also emphasizes that, meaning it is from the Gemara, but he emphasizes that Rishus Eikai is not just a din in Rishus, it's a din in Bailus of HaBayis Shelo.
Oh, so I think it's the opposite. So I'll explain what I mean. So here is where I want to take a step back and look at the Gemara in Bava Metzia for a minute and complicate, you know, everybody's understanding of, you know, of Socher Matzkir for sure, as well as what it means to be a Chovas HaBayis. Okay, so let's do that. Let's take a step. Let's look at the Gemaras quickly, and then we'll spend a little more time on them as well. But let's talk just originally about the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Okay. So, Sam, I haven't heard from Sam in a while. Go ahead, Sam. You saw the Gemara in Bava Metzia?
Actually, we did not get to that Gemara.
Oh, okay. I thought I was behind. Try to get it for, but I got to talk about it. Most people saw it or not? Because that's important. Okay. Noach, you saw it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is the Gemara Bava Metzia all about?
It's talking about if there's or nah.
No. That's a good. You're right. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia on Daf Nun Vav.
Why don't Kuf Aleph?
First, I'm interested in. I want to talk about three Gemaras quickly. There are many more Gemaras.
Right.
And a whole bunch of Rambams and Shulchan Aruchs. And we're not going to do Socher Matzkir now because it just would take us too far afield. But I do want to talk about the Rosh Prakim of it. And you'll see that it's not difficult to speak about the Rashi Prakim, and it's important to keep it in mind in general, but also for this issue. So what is the background? What is there's a couple of Mishnayos in the end, in the end of the eighth parak of Bava Metzia. Bava Metzia, eighth parak is called a Shoel. It's about Sheila, right? In the end of the parak, there are a couple of Mishnayos Noach about?
That discuss the chiyuvim of the masker and the soicher when they have a bias. Who is chayav to pay for what?
Chirus makom, exactly. If a person rents out his home, of course, a very practical question. Any legal system needs to contend with these issues, right? So in the end of Ashoel, the Mishnayos and the Gemara turn their attention to the relationship between soicher and masker.
So
there are a whole bunch of Mishnayos here. The one on top of Kuraf, Kufal of Talmud Beis, is a Masker Bais HaChaver Miosag Shamim, Eni Achalo Tzia, Menachaga, Na Pesach, Miosag Chama, Shol Shimon. What's that all about?
If you have to kick someone out, if you have to, when exactly, how much,
how long before you have to tell basically, them. Who has rights? You rented a home, you rented a property, and who has the right to dictate the termination of that contract, assuming that it wasn't explicated, right?
Correct.
So that's one kind of an issue. And then the Gemara discusses, Bimosak Shamim, Bimosak Chama. Maybe it depends if it's a business or a store or a home. Good. What kind of issue is that, do you think? Two possibilities, obviously.
That depends on who owns the, or it depends on the, I guess, the schirot in general. In other words, how do you define the contract of schirot? Who writes the terms and how chayav each party to keep to those terms?
Oh, that's or. That's
Or that's, perhaps it's just an inyan of balut and the maskir offers his property to the soicher, but he can terminate it when he wishes. You know, it still very much is.
Yeah, well, that, I'm saying that's all within the first point, meaning there are basically two ways to look at these Gemaras. Right? One way is to look at the way Noach is looking at it, which is that these are legal, formal questions, like who's in the driver's seat? Right? So, somebody rents a property. So to what extent does the masker retain control? Or does the socher become default, like the dominant owner? Right? That's one way to look at this all. So if there was no, you know, termination date, broadly speaking, like, you know, who gets to dictate that? There's another way, and that is to neutralize, you know, the legal question and to say this is all just an umdana question. Like, you know, what is kind of implicit in the contract? You know, what do people do? You know, what is the expectation, et cetera? Right?
Right.
The question. So is this whole Mishnayis, you know, about, you know, umdana and minagabakom, right? Or is it about something more fundamental? Okay, we obviously would prefer to think that this is about something more fundamental, but that doesn't necessarily mean it is. The Rambam, for example, and in the Perek, where is it, Perek Zion?
Zion Alecha Aleph. So it says...
Excellent. Go ahead, Noach. What does it say there?
Kishem shematne Adam kol tanai sheyirtze b'mekach u'me'amkar, kach matne b'schirot sheh'schirot mechire lezman katsuv hi.
Okay, so we'll get to that. That's Zion Aleph, correct?
Yes.
We'll get back to that in a minute. Look at Vav. I thought you meant, first I want to do Vav Aleph.
Vav Aleph,
I think it's Vav. Quickly. I'm opening up mine. Yeah. Go ahead.
Quickly, sorry. Yeah. Hamaskir bayit lechavero bebira gadoila, mishtamesh bezizei uvekotlei ad dalet amot. Over tarbeit shel chetzer over rachva shachorei abatim.
Right, shachorei abatim. Go ahead.
Makom shenagul ishtamesh beuvei akoitlim, ishtamesh beuvei akoitlim, uvekol elu advarim holchim achar midag amedina vahashemot hayadu enayim kederech shamarnu beinyan mekach umemkar.
Okay. That's a statement about minag.
Makom.
Question is, what does it apply? Right? Does it apply to everything, or does it apply just to, you know, what's included in the schiros if there's some sort of a dispute, right? Yeah. So these halachos in the Rambam about, you know, the termination of the contract, those are the end of the that starts in Perek Vav Halacha Vav, you know, Vach Vav Halacha Zayin, right? Halacha Ches, Halacha Tes, right? And so on. Are these also part of this din? That's one note. We're not going to discuss that because that's not our problem. I'm just trying to share that there are two, broadly speaking, two perspectives in understanding these questions. Okay? And obviously, they're not mutually exclusive either. What's the next mission of the one that we're more interested in? Kufala for this? Hamasker Bais El Chavero.
Hamasker Bais El Chavero. Hamasker Chayev Bedelet Beneger.
So this already is not about a dispute over who's in control or what was implicit in terms of terminating the contract. This has to do with
the expenses of the house, which are expenses that have to be performed by professionals.
Expenses and also rights.
Rights.
Right? A mask of Isaac, who's chayv to fix the door, the neger, the manul, right? B'chol dover she'maisa uman, dover she'eno maisa uman, right? Ha'socher. So that's the rule. It depends on whether maisa uman or not. Correct? Right. Then you have the end of the Mishnah, which is zebel shabalabayis, and the socher le'yotze minatanur minakirayim b'vad. That's a question of whether or not, you know, the things that are in the mokom haschiras, do you apply like schiras mokom? Who do they belong to? So that isn't about who's obligated to fix what. That's about who has the rights, right, over, you know, the kinyanim that come from, you know, being on the property. Correct? Once again, if I were to ask you about these two issues, right, who has the repair obligation and who has the ownership rights, again, a competition between Masker and Socher, there could be two ways to look at it, roughly speaking. Correct? Same two ways. So, Nomdana, what's implicit? Or it has to do with the actual control. Like, who's more of a bailim, the mosque or the socher, when they compete? Or is it something in between, which we'll get to in a second? And this is something that the Rambam deals with in the beginning of Perek Vav. Right? Yeah. So here, there's a very interesting Rambam. And that is a Rambam in Halacha Hey. Hazevel Shabachatzer. I don't know if you looked it up. I didn't give it to you specifically. I told you to look up as many Rambams as you could, but Hazevel Shabachatzer. You have it?
Yeah, I'm getting it now. Sorry, first.
Perk Vav Halacha Hey.
Here we go. Hazevo shebechatzer arei hu shel soicher lefikach hu metapel hu metakel mekapel bo lortzio ve'im yesha minhag holchim achar aminak.
Okay, it complicates it again. Okay.
The madavar amorim kishayu ba behemot she'asu hazevo shel soicher aval ima behemot shel acherim hazevo shel ba lachatzer. Shechatzero shel Adam koine shelo midato af al pi shehi sura beyad acherim.
Ooh. So the Rambam here has a bit of a chiddush, and it's contrary to most of the Rishonim. The Rambam says that even if you're maskir, right, the makom hakatzer, if the zevel belongs not to your animals, right, then the schiras makom belongs to who? To the maskir. Correct?
Right.
And the Rambam disagrees. Amar Avram.
Amar Avram. Davar ze eino mechuvar she'are begemora hamidua v'chatzer demaskir v'shvarim da'atu ma'al meperek chatzer demaskir de'lo agire le'soicher di'agire le'i k'didei dami v'kani le'i midi de'hava asoicher et mekoimo. In other words, it becomes part of the soy, what the soicher rents.
If there was schiris, if he had schiris on the chatzer, then he should also have kinyanim. The Gemara is not talking about schiris makom achatzer. It's tafka. There was no schiris makom achatzer. That seems to be the debate between, right, the Rambam and the Ravid. An interesting debate. It sounds like the Rambam, right, is masker oriented. Right?
Right.
However, then comes the Rambam that you read. Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, go ahead.
Kishem shemadna Adam kol tanai shirtze b'mekach u'memkar. Kach matna b'schirot shashirot mechir lezman katzuvi. V'kol shemamkaro b'nichsav mamker. Soicher b'schirot o schirot. Anything you don't have ownership enough to sell, you also can't rent.
So what does the Rambam say here?
That it's short-term sale, and if you are able to sell something because you have the necessary ownership required to be able to sell something, you can also rent it out, and if not, not.
The criteria for schiros is the same as mechira. What might you have thought?
That if schirot wasn't a kinyan, as in the same way that mechira is, that you would maybe require different levels of ownership.
Maybe the kula, maybe the chumra.
Right.
Because on one hand, what you're not trying to transfer as much. You're not trying to transfer hardcore real ownership. Chefza shel karka. Right? So maybe the dinim are different. You're trying to, instead, what are you trying? What would you be trying to transfer?
The rights of ownership as opposed to actual ownership.
Yeah, kinyani tashmishim, we'll call it.
Right.
So the Ram says, no, it's more than that. It's mechira lizman katsu. The Gemara here does not use that phrase. As Anosa Kalim point out, that phrase comes from the Gemara Nun Vav Amud Beis, which we're going to get to in just a second. So in a way, which the Rambam uses a few times, but if he uses it more than he even is forced to, what does it imply?
That he really believes it's a short-term mechira. You need
temporary mechira. So you have, I'm just trying to show, again, I'm not going to solve all the Rambams of Schiris right now, although I just want to show the problem, you know, make a suggestion. But there seems to be already contrary indications in the Rambam. Right, on the one hand, he says that even if you're maskir the Mokam Machatzer, right, unless the animals are yours, the Zevel belong to the maskir, even though the Schiris Mokam to the Socher, against the Pashas of the Gemara, and the, as the writer points out, most of the Rishonim. On the other hand, in explaining what could have just been an umdana, or necessarily even require this din, the Rambam adds something from another Gemara, and that is that tchiras is mechira lizman katsuv, which sounds like, the tchiras is more substantial. Correct?
Right.
Indeed, the Mishnah Melech, I think, quotes the Beis Yosef here. You look on Halacha, look at Perek Vav Halacha, the Mishnah Melech, just for a second.
He says, Katzav Marana Beis Yosef Simen Shin Yud Gimel V'zeh L'Shoyno U'mikol Makom Yesh Litmo Al Divrei Rambam the Kaven the Kaimelan the Schirot Le'yomei Mamkeru Chatzeru Shel Soicheru Vezoichelo, velo hayalo liknot lemaskir adkan.
Yosef, in particular, doesn't this formulate it exactly as we said it, but he juxtaposes the language of the Rambam, which seems to say that tzchirus is mechira liyome, with this peculiar favoring of the maskir, even when there's tzchirus makom to the socher. Like, how are those two things compatible? Right? Mm-hmm. By the way, I forgot to mention, this whole Gemara, right, is particularly relevant to us anyway, because, not just because these are sugyas that deal with Masker and Socher, or generally, but because they deal specifically with Tovia. We're back to, I'm sorry. With who? What else does the Gemara deal with? Zach?
I didn't see the Gemara about Mitzia.
Didn't see it yet? David?
Who gets ownership of things that landed the Rishas? Such as Zevo?
No, so that's fine. That, of course, is relevant, but No, I mean, do you have the Gemara there?
Yeah.
Let's read the beginning of the Gemara. I just plucked this one, out of nowhere.
Tanur Rabbanan, Hamasker Baisa Kaver, Masker Chayev La Midlo, Deltos, Lepasuak Lokalinos, Lachazek Lo Tikra, Lassamak Lokor, Besoker Chayev La Soso Sulam, La Soso Maka, La Soso Mirzav, La Tiakes Kago.
Practical questions, right? You're renting an apartment, if that's the same thing, right? What is the owner responsible for? What are you owner? What are you responsible for? Right? Go ahead. That's why this is a very relevant Gemara, right? Our Gemara here is suggesting that the Chovas Mezuzah is relevant to the question of Ami Livdok. We thought it was Avamina. Right? The same, the Shaklavataria, about who has the obligation for the Mezuzah, is part of the Sugin Bab Metzia, which makes the whole Sugin Bab Metzia about the relationship between Masker and Socher presumably relevant to us. Okay, go ahead. So the Gemara is trying to say,
right. Ella makom is almi. Amr hu rav sheshas tinasu davar she'ein ma'ase uman hasokar asu. Behind nami lev ma'ase uman hu efshar hu.
Move to the kanya.
Move to the kanya.
So going a little bit.
Yeah, tanra banan hamaske ba'ase kaviru ala sokar lasos mezuzah. Ukshu yote yetlana biado, biote uminachri notla biado, biote umaisa be'echa chanoto biado, viyotse the cover isho ushne banov, maisa listor, amar sheshas arisha.
Okay, so good. This is a Gemara that seems to say, ala socher lasas of mezuzah. This is a huge machokas from Rishonim. Is this only a din drabanan? Is it a din daraisa? What does it depend on? It's the Rishonim here, it's the Rishonim in Psachim. We're not going to discuss mezuzah extensively, but even the Maskanas of Gemara, Doraisa, not so clear. Okay, but of course the inclusion of mezuzah in this whole sugya is extremely consequential, right? Especially for us. It shows that the Masker Socher discussion is relevant to Bedika, at least in the Habamid of the Gemara. It could be it's relevant to the Maskana too, with a qualification. Okay, good. Either way, what is this idea? What is this criterion of davar she'ein ma'ase uman and davar she'hu ma'ase uman for the Mishnah already? How do you understand that? Yitzhak?
It's possible that it's reflective of a higher level of bialis because he's going to be around even during the times when the socher is going to be gone.
Oh. So once again, there are two ways to understand ma'ase uman, and if you look at the Rishonim, you find it. One is that it's an umdana. Right? Not the answer that Yitzhak gave. Yitzhak gave the answer that that I prefer, obviously. But, it's an umdana. How do you separate the, again, you have a landlord and you're the renter, right? What's your obligation? What's his obligation? What's implicit in the contract? However, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonason, a Kohen, Miluniel, which I told you to look at, the Tanel, you saw it?
We actually couldn't find it. We found Rav Usher. We were looking, Usher Milunia. We couldn't find. We were looking for it on Bav Metzia. I don't know if that was.
You couldn't find it? You couldn't find the book.
Yeah, we were looking on Otzer and Bar Ilan. We couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I should have mentioned that this quoted in Shittim Kubat says, Avodavar Sheinu Maisa Uman, Nimsa Sheinu Tzorech Habayis. Il Mishu Darsham. Mishim Hachi Olav Latakno. Okay, why is that significant?
The idea that you know the ownership perhaps is not just dependent on who's there right now, but who will be there, let's say, like who lives there more broadly.
Yeah.
The idea. I mean,
there are two types of dine bias. Right? Meaning, is it all, you know, all or nothing competition, like who's the real bailim and everything else is kind of an explicit tnai in umdana? Or no? What we're really saying is, number one, there's long-term ownership and there's short-term ownership. There are another way to say that, or maybe something totally different, but certainly parallel, is dine, again, clearly anything that has to do with the dar, with the gavra, you know, and not with the bias, you know, depends on who's living in the house. Things that have to do long-term with the health, well-being, quality of the bias, that's much more up for grabs. But is that just one category? Or are there also like long-term chefseshel bias issues or dine bias, which are purely dine bias, let's say, as opposed to dine bias legabe hadarbo? Right? Now, these are two different questions, but they're two parallel questions. One is, if we talk about bailus, right, is there any difference between long-term bailus and short-term bailus? B, if you're talking about a chovas habayis, or dinim that have to do with the cheftashel bias, are there dinim of cheftashel bias objectively that are always shel maskir because he's a long-term owner? And he remains the owner somewhat. Again, these overlapping questions a little bit. And then there are more, you know, chovas habayis, not chovas hador, but chovas habayis legabe hador bo. Excuse me. Can't get rid of them. Everybody with me? So in a way, what Rabbi Yonasan HaKohen Meluniel is telling us is that it's more complicated, that the category of Dover Shemaisa Uman, it has to do with long-term ownership or and Chovas Habayis Gomor, as opposed to Chovas Habayis Legabe Mishadorbo, which is still different than Chovas Hador. Okay? Oh. In a way, as I say, the parallel to this, if they're not exactly the same, is implied by the Rambam that we're talking about. Right? Namely, who is the Bailam on the property? The Masker, the Socher. Can you say that Schirus is Mechira Liyomei and still say that the Masker retains Bailus? Maybe it's a much more subtle question. In other words, you could have said that that Schirus is just Kinyane Tashmishim and nothing more. Right? Meaning I have the right, it's a right of usage, but not right of, not ownership at all of the Chetza. That's one extreme. Excuse me. The other possibility is to say that when I say the words Mechira, I'm sorry, Schirus, Mechira Lizman Katsuv or Mechira Liyomei, right, that I mean it in the most extreme way. Meaning right now there's only one owner. That's the socher. The maskir loses that competition. The only thing is, at some point, the maskir retains the right, whether it's based on, you know, probably more likely than other things, of getting the property given back to him or makned back to him. In the most extreme way, excuse me, you could think that, you know, Kolzman, Katsuv, or Liyomei, there's only one owner. Now, there still might be, let's take both of these extremes. If I have kinyani tashmishim on a chefta, you know, it might mimic bailus on the chefta in certain cases. And if I just have the right, or we just know that I was the once and the future owner, the fact that I have the right to be and I will be, like say the future owner, may have certain consequences in dictating things about the chef, about the object, as the future owner. But that's going to be very limited. Both of those extremes are going to be very limited. But let's say I say in between that kinyan li yomei or lizman katsuv is not only about the quantity of time in which I'm the owner, in which case, begrudgingly, the only limitations are the ones that preclude the future. Let's say I say the fact that already, right, it's omei lios mugbal, right, already affects the quality of the ownership. Or another way to say it, maybe in a stronger way, this might be a little different, is that the mas, just when we talk about mechira liyomei, he's still the maskir, is still the bailim liolam. He's the bailim liolam even liinyan now. That's different than just saying that he will be the future owner and that gives him some rights to ensure or secure the future. Even in the present, he's the real owner. Now, again, within that view, how much is he the full owner and how much is it shared ownership could still be an open question. I'm just trying to show that there are shades, qualitative shades, right, in addition to the extremes. Mashal amad over doma. I mean, you have a little bit of this question also in She'ela, for sure, although less so than Sfiros. But where you really have a very strong parallel is Matano Manas Lahachzir, in which there's a huge debate. So again, some of you are here, I think, right, Josh? When we learned Kedushin a couple of years back?
Yeah.
I'm guessing a few people were still around for that. In which case, at that which time we discussed very extensively Matano Manas Lahachzir, right? Is Matano Manas Lahachzir Bailus Gemura with a Tanai? And even then, maybe that t'nai, you know, has some impact. But mostly, qualitatively, in the interim period, you're the Bailim Gemurim. And you need a hakna b'chazara, you know, and there are mostly no limits on what you can do. Or no, it's more comparable to kind of a Rishonim use example, comparing it more to like kind of a she'ela even. But meaning the fact that it's omeid lachzor, maybe you don't even need a kinyan chazara. But even if you do need a kinyan b'chazara, you know, the fact that you are restricted willy-nilly affects your bailus practically and therefore formally, or maybe just to begin with formally. Again, it's a very fluid kind of a thing. There are different ways to say all of this. Okay. So, having said that, you know, what I'm basically trying to say is that the relationship between masker and socher could either be a very simple one, right? All in favor of the masker, socher is kinyani tashmishim. All in favor of the, you know, socher practically, except for the future, you know, interests of the masker. Or the masker retains bailus, even as the socher is bailus. And then the question is, how do you break that down? Right, who's more of a bailim? Or maybe it's legabe different things. So one of the ways to say it is legabe dira or legabe hadayor, right? The cheftza belongs to the socher. Legabe dine bias, which interface with the gavra, the socher is the dominant party. But legade chovos habayis or dine habayis that are long-term or that are just objective have to do with the Chefza alone, maybe the Maskir is the owner. And maybe that's what Rabbeinu Yonason was trying to say in his way. And maybe that's the key to understanding the conflicting evidence in the Rambam. If that's the case, I'm just going to get to the Chametz part because I'm going to flip. But I'm not really ready for the Chametz part, but let me just tell you what I think about the Chametz part, and then we'll go back to it. Oh, right? Natan asked the question correctly. He was asking it within Rashi. I was saying it's Rashi's problem with the Gemara. And that is, no matter how you slice it, the Chakir, this is one of the things that makes the Gemara so difficult, right? The part of the Chakira of the Maskir being the owner of the Chametz is a problem. If you want to say that this has to do with Chavos HaBayis, and you want to say that, mostly, we'll discuss another way going forward, but you want to say that because of the comparison to mezuzah. But once you want to get your, you want to have your cake, you know, you want to explain the mezuzah part, like what does the chametz part have to do with anything? Oh. But if we take the view that when it comes to Rishus, this is a far more complicated question. The truth is we already saw that in the Marshal, in a way, right? Marshal was saying, if this had been B'tikas Chametz Daraisa, then it certainly, according to Rashi, would have been Alamaskir. Why? Maybe B'tikas Chametz Daraisa is Alamakom, Al Balamakom. He has to have a Bais Baduk or a Mokom Shaponim Min HaChametz. Why is that more Alamask? He's saying in terms of Rishus. The contrary, the Gemara says that Rishus depends on the Socher. The Marshal is reading Rashi, that's only if it's B'tikah D'Rabbanan. B'tikah D'Raisa, Rishus would depend on the Maskir. Not that he's not talking about Bayra. He's not saying it doesn't depend on Rishus. Why? How do you read that in the Gemara? Or how do you read what I'm trying to say in the Gemara? The answer is, I think, this, let's assume B'tikas Chametz is a Chovas HaBayis. Right? But what kind of a Chovas HaBayis is it? It's a Chovas HaBayis vis-a-vis the Chametz Shebabayis. But the Chametz Shebabayis belongs to the Maskir, not to the Socher. So can you still continue to argue that it's the mitzvah of the Rami Alei, this is all about transfer of the Chovas HaBayis, even as you accentuate ownership of the Chametz? Just doesn't work. And the mezuzah thing gets lost, doesn't it? The answer is no. Maybe the Gemara's Havamina was not. That mezuzah is a Chovas HaBayis objectively legamri. There's something in between. Let's say we'll give, we'll save. There are probably more. Let's say there are three shades to explain mezuzah. One is that mezuzah is an objective chavos habayis. Whether you live there, whether you don't live there, no one lives there. According to some of the Rishonim, even here in Psachim, right? As well as in Bab Metzia. That was the Havamina. If you own a house, you have the obligation to fit it with a mezuzah. It's a chavos habayis. Just like you need a delis or a whatever, you need a mezuzah. That's one extreme. The other extreme is how to understand the Gemara's rejection when the Gemara says, shiny mezuzah, the chavos hadar. Right, the way that some of the Rishonim here, including Rashi, seem to be interpreting that is, if you own a house and you don't live there, or you cease to live there, you have no mezuzah obligation. That's a mitzvah de Rami Alei that might be, we're wondering whether it gets assumed by mesulak by another. No, it's totally a chovas agavra. Whoever lives in a house is getting the shmira of the mezuzah, or has the obligation, you know, of acknowledging the hashgacha when he's yotze v'nichnas. You know, of course, it's something that expresses itself in the bayis, but it's a chovas hadar completely. That belongs to socher, of course. That's not a good example. But what about in between? Whether it's in the Havamina or maybe even the Maskana. And that is, what we mean by Chovas HaBayis isn't that it's an objective Chovas HaBayis for the bias. It's a Chovas HaBayis Lagabe Mishadarbo. Or maybe that's even the Maskana. When we say Chovas Hadar, we don't mean Chovas Hadar, you know, the Gavra alone. We mean, as opposed to saying it's a total Chovas HaBayis, it's a Chovas HaBayis legabe the Dar, the Dyer, the Dira. So if that's the case, then kind of, isn't that what Rabbeinu Yonason was kind of trying to say about Uman? And maybe that's also what the Marshal is saying. If Bedikas Chametz had been Doraisa, then maybe Rashi would have said it's all a maskir. It's a pure Chavos HaBayis. That's a Marshal. I don't know if you have to say that in Rashi. He says it for Rashi. Right? But maybe the Pshat, according to Rashi in the Suffolk of the Gemara, because again, there's no parallel to Chamira Didei in the Havamin of Mezuzah. But maybe the Pshat is, it's Chamira Didei, and therefore it's a din in the bias, but vis-a-vis the Balachametz. The Balachametz has to make sure that his bias is Ponu Menachametz. That part of Chovas HaBayis redounds to him. Not that the bias is Koveya, you know, Lagabeg the Kinyon. There's Alamaskir. But the other way, because it relates to something which belongs to him, which shouldn't be there, that refines it or redefines it not as a pure Chovas HaBayis, or a pure Chovas Hador, but as a Chovas HaBayis Legabe, not Hador, Legabe the Balachametz, or Legabe the Chametz. And that, in an anyways highly competitive, highly dynamic, highly complex relationship between Masker and Socher, may be a factor. So the way to read the Gemara, in my opinion, for Rashi is, the Gemara's mistapek in the Chovas HaBayis of Bedikas Chametz, whether or not, you know, it's Ala Masker or Ala Socher. Is it a Chovas HaBayis, you know, that relates to also the Bala Chametz? Or is it a more of a Chovas HaBayis relating to whoever's living there? Right? Or not? Yeah, question.
Rabbi, does this mahalach work even on Yud Gimel for Rashi? In other words, it doesn't seem like why would this question make a difference? This might be a question in general on Rashi.
Like Tosis's question on Rashi.
Yeah, so this doesn't necessarily help with that kind of, in other words, now that we have a sort of a concrete understanding, this kasha still, this mahalach should work on Yud Gimel. It should be a kasha anyways still.
Or maybe not. Because maybe it's hard to say, I hear the question, I'm not sure about the answer. I think it's a good question. Rashi doesn't relate to this question, so it's hard to know. Mm-hmm. But I still think you might say that the chalos, this goes back to my previous topic, right? You know, about, you know, achilek in the morning and the evening. You still might say that the chalos of chametz ownership vis-a-vis the Chovas Habayis of Bedika, that's Nikba only Al Yedei Yadalit. In which case it would still work for Rashi, that idea. But I think you'd have to add that. I think it's a good Hara.
Also, Rebbe, is the line Hachametz Sheb, like Rashi's Dechamirid Idei, Hachametz Shebebayis Shelohu, like that line that didn't need to be explained really. Like Dechamirid Idehu, we all know it's his Chametz, but it's the Chametz in his house. Is there like he emphasizes bias in both?
Father Natan, right? Was that extra line? What I'm trying to explain with that is that Rashi is trying to explain.
I like that line. It's good for Rebbe.
What?
I feel like that line isn't necessarily so bad for Rebbe. I feel like it's a not necessary line, and it's saying he could have said more, but Hachametz Shebebayis Shelohu, who's emphasizing that the Chametz in the house is his, and that might be why, as it relates back to the bias. It doesn't only talk about the Chametz.
Exactly. Right. I mean, it works for me.
Yeah, I think so. That's another thing.
100%. Yeah, no, I think that's what bothered Natan to begin with. I was saying the Gemara's problem, but I think the extra emphasis is good, and I think that's what he's saying with it. It's mitzvah de rami alei, you know, because he's the owner, even though it's a bias din, because it's the bias vis-a-vis the stuff that he owns that's in it that's making it problematic. No, 100%. That's what I think is going on in Rashi. Now, of course, this goes then to the question of Mechira Liomei, which I want to get to just for a second as well, and then I want to talk about Tosis. But so this... this is my approach to Rashi. You know, I think it worked, you know, whether it's the Marshal in particular, I think is an interesting Nofa Chavit, the Rashash, a little bit of a different one. Excuse me. But, okay. So I'll get to Tosin in just a second. But getting back to the Rambam, and just to show the complexity for a minute, which will help us also on the Mesiras HaMafteach point, it's interesting, as I said, that the Rambam gratuitously in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph quotes Mechira Liomei, because you don't need that in order to say, you know, that whatever works for Mechira works for Schira, whatever works for Schira. I understand where he's coming from, but it's a little bit Mechudash. But where does that line come from? From the Gemara in Bamitzia Nunvav. Who mentioned the Gemara Bamitzia before? Was it Noach or it was Mark?
It was me, Rebbe.
So let's look at that Gemara as well for a minute.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Just to clarify one thing, and just Rebbe's understanding of the Suffolk and the Gemara. Yeah. So is the original Suffolk and the Gemara more focused on the nature of the Chovas HaBayis being, let's say, Lagabe Hadarba or not? Or is the, I thought Rebbe said before that the Suffolk is more focused on can you transfer the Chiyuv once it's on, once it's already been on, once you already have like a chalos of the chiyav on the maschir, can that transfer to the socher?
I mean, for Rashi, because it says mitzvah de rabbi.
Right.
I guess
right.
The Gemara could be either way, but either way, I'm still trying to explain according to Rashi why this originally was on the maschir. Why now? Because it is a chovas habayis, we're wondering whether it transfers to the socher. And again, I'm not sure because you also have that HaTorah Chalmi, you know, and it's
right. No, is the focus of the Gemara Suffolk like the capability for a Chiyuv to transfer,
right?
Or is it more focused on the actual nature of the
Chiyuv? Maybe originally it was one, and then you know once the Gemara kind of shot it down with the Chovas Hador part, maybe it should. I'm not sure. The idea that of like, you know, people assuming other people's obligations, I do think it's also part of the Tosis discussion, which I think he may have gotten from Rashi, but in a different way, as we'll discuss. Lishitaso about Shema Yochal and all that. Okay, but I hear it. So, Noach, what's the Gemara about?
Does Rebbe also think that it's significant that Rashi only pointed out that we're dealing with Bedikas Chametz Derabanan here once we have brought mezuzah into the picture?
Yeah. Right. Interesting.
And then he kind of also like changes, says like hashta ki ay gavna mi bayla, like we're asking this a different question.
Well, no, for asking a different question, but the put of that line in the Gemara highlights the question in a way that you know, that previously maybe, again, a Marshal and Rashash, each in his own way, would tell you that, yeah, because till, you know, this is a way of making it, you know, more relevant, because otherwise it's a davar pashut, each in his own way.
Right. I thought that, like, maybe in before we brought a mezuzah, Rashi thought this could be a deraisa fundamental question. And then once we bring in mezuzah, Rashi had to understand.
Well, maybe that also.
Derabanan, and then it's a question of al mi hatorach.
Could be, especially if you hold that Rashi holds mezuzah derabanan. So it's not so clear, but we'll talk about that a little bit. Here. It was a fascinating Rashi. Either way, it raises all these questions. The questions exist whether the Pshat and Rashi is correct or not. I think this is the Pshat and Rashi, but and I think objectively this is one of the ways or a way to look at the whole problem of Bedikas Chametz Al HaSochar LaMaskir with all of these factors. You know, whether this is the right Pshat and Rashi, I think so, but I just want to make the point that struggling with these questions objectively about Sochar Maskir as well as with regard to Chametz is valid enterprise no matter what, because clearly these are objectively urgent questions. Okay, so just to fill in the blanks just a little bit more, just to highlight a little more, and this will help us a little in the Seir Samapteach, what about the Gemara Nunvav, Noach?
So the Gemara discusses if there's Onah Baschirot, and the assumption, according to Abaye, is that, well, the assumption is that there would be Onah only if there was a real sale, if there was Memkar. And Abaye says that because
Memkar Lamisecha, that's a pasuk. What's the suffix? You have the line there. By Rabbi Zeira.
So by Rabbi Zeira, Schirot Yesh Lo Onah, Ein Lo Onah, Mamker Amar Rachmana, Aval Lo Schirot, or Dilma Loshna. So Amar Abaye, Mikativ Memkar Lo Oilam, Memkar Stamakativ, Vahai Nami Beyom Mechirahi, and Schirot is a daily sale.
So what is this talking about? What's this case?
Someone who rents his object to someone else, and the question is, can you overcharge to the point of being chayv in Onah or not?
What kind of an object is it?
I imagine like a tool used for
in the halachic category. I'm asking for a reason. I don't mean which particular what
farm tool. I would think.
No. I don't care. I like farming. You have to know a little bit about Ono for this. You'll see in a minute why I'm asking.
I'm not sure.
It's not al chisaron. If you know Ellie Hyman,
Halpelin.
Oh, exactly. Because Karka the context is the Mishnah, which says that Onah is no karkos. We've been discussing Schiras Mako, Karka, right? Schiras Batim. So this is an interesting question. First of all, in general, is there a difference between Schiras Makom and Schiras Metaltalin with regard to this question of, you know, who's the real Bailin? Or all these nuanced differences, etc. Clearly, the Gemara here is mistapik about Schiras Metaltalin. Can you prove from there Schiras Karka? No. And the other direction. Let's say with Schiras Karka, if Eino Nola Karkos is Eino Nola Schiras Karkos? The Gemara wants to know if Yesho Nola Memkar, Metaltalin. So what about Schiras? Torah says Memkar. And the bigger question is it really a Memkar? Maybe it's just Tashmishim. But actually being Tashmishim in Karka, you know, might be more a reason for it to be Onah. Right? Ellie, you agree? You can see it. Okay, so just for, you know, interest, anybody look up the Rambam? Either way, before we get to the Rambam, what's the Gemara's answer, Noach? It kind of, you know...
It seems to suggest that it is a that it is a kinyan.
It's a schiras liyame.
Yeah.
Hainami biyame mechirahi. But is it like begrudging?
It seems to be. And then there's the whole back and forth. Mikziv
memkar liolam? Memkar stamaksiv. I wouldn't say it's begrudging. Hard to say. I guess the question is, what is this memkar liolam havamina? Like, it makes you wonder, you know, whether, even if something is memkar liyome, but sometimes there's a din of memkar liolam, kind of like I was saying before. And that could be taken in two ways, meaning really, really, really the default is that it's memkar liyome and that's the real mechira. However, dinim that depend on memkar liolam, you know, like who's the future owner or what its future will be, or maybe just some chalos still of memkar liolam. Like the Bailam Liolam is the maskir. The Bailam Lisha is that we're saying. Like, how narrow is the Memkar Liolam reality, if at all? Or maybe no, it's pretty, maybe with the narrow is the Memkar Liome. Things have to do with Liome. It's Memkar. But not the real Memkar. You know what I mean? Or maybe even less than that. So if you look at Tosis Alatar.
Toswot actually, I was gonna. So Toswot says he makes that chiluk and he says it's not a. I can read it, but he said it's. It seems to be just legabe ona.
Hacha gabe ona ksiv, memkar miyutar, lerabeus, schiros. So Tosus actually doesn't even want to give. Doesn't want to take seriously Liyomei, even for Liyomei practically.
Right.
Well, it's an extra memkar. You can't prove, like, would Tosis be so quick to apply this formulation gratuitously? Like the Rambam did in Inuchos Chiras? Unlikely. And Tosis says the same thing in Avodah Zarah.
Right.
What's the sugya there in Avodah Zarah?
That's how Tosis. It's discussing if a kohen rents the animal of Yisrael and vice versa, who owns the animal? And therefore, can you feed a truma or not?
Can you feed a rented animal rented from a kohen, can you be fed truma or not?
So it says over there, v'ashad amart ha-skirat lo-kanya, ha-cha maskin and ha-skirat lo-kanya, v'kashet v'perek ha-zav in Bava Metzia, masik ha-skirat yesh la-ona.
Yeah.
So it seems to be a real kinyan. So v'yesh loymar, d'may de memkar krinalei lefi shah. Haynu dafke legabe ona, d'chtiv memkar miyutar. Miu b'sher makoymat amrinan d'skirot hu d'lo kanya.
Meaning, Tosis l'shitaso, in Avodah Zarah. What do they deal with in Avodah Zarah? They deal with, number one, with the bailus of a kohen, true bailus of a kohen. What is the context there? What else? You have the line, you have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah? I did mention that one too, I think.
Let me get it quickly.
And everybody knows it from last year's, you know, Night Seder of Bikias. Yes. I think we had the record of Mesaimim in the Shir. We're very proud.
Gemara says, V'kol makom ein moichrin behemagasa. So my time, and he de la revia loy chashinan, mavid behemelecha chashinan, vini avid kevin, there's nav neknia. So we see that clearly it is a kinyan. So we say, gzer mishum sha'ela, mishum schirot. So we say, sha'ela, kinyan, v'agra kinyan. In other words, both those are kinyanim.
So what's the context? Shvisas behemta.
Right. So selling a
your behemah is allowed to be put to work
on Erev Shabbos.
On Shabbos. That's a topic. Okay, so the question is, let's say you rented out your animal, your mask or a behemah. Right?
Right.
It's still a violation of Shvi to a non-Jew. So is it still a violation of Shvi's behemah or not? So what does the Gemara say?
The Gemara says, yes.
First
that it is, yeah.
Is that it's not a problem, right?
Right.
It's only Mishum Nisyuni. Go ahead.
El Amar Rami Bereid Rav Yaiva,
This
is a very important sugya for Shvisas Beheman Mechamer, but it's not for now. One of these days on the Shabbos, maybe. Yeah.
Go ahead. In other words, your animal, it's malacha.
Yeah.
So we say matkifla Rav Shishu Bered Ravidi. Veskirat mikanya v'atnan af be'makom she'amru la'askir lo lebeis dira amru mipnei she'machnis atoicha avodos kuchavim. In other words, that's clearly your property going into beis avodos kuchavim. Isagadat haskir oskane. If you're saying it's still it's now theirs. Hi ki kamayil lebeita kamayil. It's you don't own it anymore. Shani avodos kuchavim dechamira dichtiv v'lo tavit oeva el beitecha. So it's fine.
Well, the Gemara wants to be mechalik between, and now again, how do you understand that, right? Meaning what? Because you're Mitzura, if it used to be yours, because you used to be the owner. And what is Zara is something that, you know, again, you can't be even associated with. The stigma, the toxicity doesn't require. There is still some. Master still has some status.
Is it possible that it's similar to Beit Shammai's Chametz at the beginning of Perek Sheni, where he says you can't sell it 30 days before the Chag because right. You still have some interaction with it?
Great example, 100%. So again, is this a din? This line in the Gemara is saying what? That a masker is a past owner, a masker is a future owner. That's enough for a Avodah Zarah. Or they're saying even more than that. They're saying not just it's enough for Avodah Zarah by association, tziruf. Right? The fact that he was and will be is true even now. That's the second level. Or, even more than that, he's even an owner now, to some extent. Right? The question is, in with regard to what? How do you parse it all up? Okay, but at least the Gemara thinks that with regard to Avodah Zarah, that's different than Shabbos. Then the Gemara goes back to the whole thing. Go ahead.
Rabbi Yitzchak Bered Rav Mesharshe v'schirat mikanya v'atnan yishol she'sachar para mikoyen yachlina karshinei truma. So he can feed it the truma which he would have given to the koyen. The koyen she'sachar para mishol afal pi shemezone alav lo yachlina karshinei truma because it belongs to the Yisrael.
So the real bialim is the maskir.
Right.
That's the maskan of the Gemara.
Right.
So the Gemara has three issues here. Avodah Zarah, Shvisas Behema B'Shabbos,
and Truma.
Achilas Truma LeBehema Schura. In all three, the Gemara Paskins, that's Schiras Lokanya.
Right.
That's what Bavin Bali Tosis. It's against the Gemara Nona. Right, the Rambam would have to deal with it's against the Gemara Nona, and it's against the Gemara, excuse me, or at least the reality. The Rambam likes to say Schiras Mechira Liyomei, just like he says in a few other places. Also, we'll talk about them. But on the other hand, the Rambam is chock full of. How does the Rambam paskin in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah? The Avodah Zarah one, it doesn't bring, but that's in play, that's clear. But that's not even a suffix, and that's not even a diyun in the Gemara. How does he pass in Hilchos Shabbos? Where is it? Perek Chaf, Halacha Gimel? And how does he pass in Hilchos Trumos? We have to stop in a minute. And how does he pass in Ono? And then I'm going to want to go back Tuesday to finish this off. I'm going to speak a little more about Tzchiras, but I want to speak mostly then about Tosos Rabbein Peretz, Ram Chalava, Rabbein David, the other Rishonim.
So,
Mafteach, which will be easier in light of what we've already discussed. But I'll probably give you some marmakoma. I'll send in for a few things to look at.
Is the one in Shabbos Chaf Gimel?
Yeah. Shabbos is Chaf Gimel, and Trumos is like Tes Zion. What's Shabbos Chaf Gimel?
אסור לישראל להשו או להזכיר בהם הגס על הנוכרי שלא יעשה במלאכה בשבס, והרי הוא מצוב על שבית על בהם תו, so it clearly still belongs to the Jew.
אשר... But it's fascinating, the Rambam doesn't have any pressure. You know why? Because the masker is still a bailim. Remember, the Rambam holds the masker is the bailim even on the chatzer that he was masker for Zevel. He doesn't think it's a stira to say they're both bailim, bailim in different aspects. A bigger bailim, a smaller bailim, bailim for different aspects. What is the Rambam's view in Trumos? There's a little defensive.
He says, Yisrael shesachar behem mikoen, ma'achila truma, v'koen shesachar behem Yisrael, af al pi shehu chai v'mezonotea, lo ya'achilna truma, mipnei she'eino kinyan kaspo.
Oh, there he says, eino kinyan kaspo. Okay, that's the maskir. Because why wouldn't it also be his? Right? To posel at least. I think that's what bothered the Rama. In other words, that the maskir is the bailim, which is koveya for Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. We don't care about the socher one way or another, as long as the maskir is still the bailim. But here, even if the socher is the bailim at all, it should take away from truma. One would think. Right? Why does it only depend on the maskir? Ah, because that's in kinyan kaspo. Mechira liyome, apparently, is not kinyan kaspo. That's very important. What does the Rambam say about Ona?
Asocher et hakelim o et habehemet.
What is it?
Mechira perek yud gimel halacha yud zayin.
Ah, go. Okay.
Asocher et hakelim o et habehemet yesh lem Ona. Shaschirot mechira bat yoymehi. The im yesh bo Ona shlut o yoter, if there's too much Ona, ben shenit.
Okay, that's fine. So, yeah. Why am I smiling? And when I, because there's another Rambam, and that's Halacha Yudalad.
Dalad.
Wait, so he paskins Schiris Yomei. He doesn't shy away like Tosis from saying it. Yeah, the Rambam says in a bunch of places. Perkimel Chav Gimel Chus Mechira, a bunch of places. The Rambam really likes Schiris Yomei, even though he's the one who's Mechadesh. That the maskir is the bailim linyan chatzer, even when he's maskir the chatzer, in terms of right.
Rav,
I meant kinyan chatzer meaning the thing. Yeah. Okay. What's halacha yadalid? Just an interesting Rambam, I think.
He says Rav. So kishem she'ein lekarka otona kach schirot karka ein leona. Afiru schar tarkalin gadol bedinar peshana o. Rapat katana bedinar bakol yom ein lo ona.
What's interesting? What's the mocker for that? What did Nosa Kalim say?
I haven't seen, but lechora al Gemara in maybe al Gemara in Bava Metzia. It's connected.
That's why when you had the Gemara, I asked. That's why I was asking you. Is that Gemara talking about metalklin or karka? Right. Because the Rambam read it kind of. Of course, it's talking about metalklin because it's talking about there being or not. But the Rambam thought that Gemara is relevant. To the question of karka too. But it's curious that he mentions that halacha in halacha yudalid before he mentions yudzayin, and yudzayin is where he says mechira liyomei. Almost like you don't need you don't for being considered karka, right, you don't even need the justification. I mean, for the p'tur ona, you don't need the justification. You only need it for the chiyuv ona. Right? Maybe the fact that it's chafta shalka, whatever it is, it's chiris mako. Whatever you do with it, it's not going to be ona. Not because it's chiris. It's because it's karka. But either way, you know, when we pick up with this on Tuesday, I'll finish off a couple of points in the Rambam. But I think what emerges from the Rambam is clear, and that is he has a very complex view. He is both an expansive Schiris Mechira Liyomei person, right, as well as a more limiting, you know, Schiris Mechira Liyomei person, or at least It certainly doesn't exclude the rights of the masker, maybe even the dominant rights of the masker. But not all the dinim are about the competition. Some of them are just about what the schiros is vis-a-vis the socher. So then to say, well, it also depends. First of all, the possibility of being mechalik between karka and metaltlin, but certainly the possibility of distinguishing between dinim that are pure chefsesh makom dinim, as opposed to the interaction between the makom and the darbo and the socher, makes a lot of sense. Okay, so that is, we'll continue with that just a little bit, but mostly, I said I want to talk about Tosas, Tosar, Ben Peretz, Maram, Chalav, Ben David, etc. And then I want to talk about a little bit more about the Rush and those people, because it comes up. We'll talk more about them on Daf Hey, but it comes up here. The Baal Yerod part, in other words, as well as the Heftashel bias part, on Bedika. And then to speak about Mesiras HaMafteach. I told you also to look at the Ravid and Tmim Deim or Chuvitz, wherever you found in different places, in light of what we've been discussing now, also. In light of Chametz, and especially in light of Schiros. Okay, so hopefully we'll finish with this Tuesday, and then I'll go on to L'Shaile. On L'Shaile, look at the Ritva, Alatar, and remember, hopefully fondly, and if you haven't ever seen it, the discussion between the Balamor and Ramban in the beginning, you know, towards the beginning of Chulin, and the Rajba and the Ra'ah, about Efshel Levar, Tzorach Levar, that we discussed. I'm not going to go through the whole discussion, but just to remember the context. And then also the question of Namanus. Okay?